You're waking up with Mark in the morning on the Marcus D. Smith Morning Show on Anchor Radio Reinvented. Good morning, everybody. What's going on, man? Thanks for tuning in. It's the Marcus D. Smith Morning Show, a.k.a. Mark in the Morning. You're listening to us on Anchor Radio Reinvented. Man, I just want to say a few things on this Tuesday. First of all, happy Tuesday. I know, man, everybody, we made it through Monday. I know that's a tough day, but now we have the next task, which is Tuesday. And Tuesday can sometimes be even more, can be tougher than Monday. But what I'm getting at is the headline that I want to talk about today that I've seen on my phone, for Testimonial Tuesday, I saw San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich. If you guys don't know him, he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. I mean, 5 championship rings all throughout, three different decades. I mean, this guy is amazing. He knows how to really coach, really tap into his players. You can see the way the guys respond to him on and off the court. Everybody loves him. One of my favorite coaches, actually. But he said something today that really stuck with me, that really got me thinking. Our headline, he said, Greg Popovich says, this country is racist, it's been racist for a really long time, and now it's more important more than ever that we bring attention to that, bring light to that. And here's my testimonial, man, because as much as I love Greg Popovich, and as much as I believe this country is still racist, and although we've come a long way, we still have such a long ways to go. With all that being said, I don't know how people took it when he said it, but to me, it's just everything. When he says that, the fact that he said that, and I know that there are people out there that are going to commemorate him and commend him and think that he's just this leader, which I'm not saying he's not, because he is, but he's going to be revered in such a way for calling the country out on their BS, and I just think that's BS, because there are so many other people that do the same type of thing, that notice the same types of behaviors, the same type of instances and occurrences that happen in this country. And predominantly, there's a lot of black people that will tell you that this country is still racist. But why is it when a white person says this country's racist, you know, we all stop and think to ourselves like, huh, are they onto something? But when a black man says it, it's whatever, you know, it's, oh, you're just using an excuse, you're using a scapegoat, you're playing the black card, the racist card, yada, yada, yada. Why is that? Why are we're still in that double standard? You know, we're still in that light, in that mindset, a lot of the country, to where racism is okay. And I don't know where you think that's possible. I don't know why, but my thing is, listen, whether a white man says it, a black man says it, this country is racist, and we have a lot to fix. We have to ask each other questions. We have to have a conversation with each other. This technology age that we're in, where it keeps us too stuck in our ways, too set in our ways. I was looking at something the other day that says all your news that you search on Google is filtered to your liking. So if you don't like the color red and you type in the color red, you're going to find all these articles about how red has a negative impact on life. And that's the problem with technology. That's the problem with social media right now. It keeps us too one-track minded. Although it's great, we can't open our minds, open our eyes to the world. We still have a tunnel vision on life. That's my testimony for the day, man. I mean, we have to come together. We have to talk amongst ourselves not just amongst each other. And that's what I'm going to end it with today, man. Y'all tune in till tomorrow. I know we only got 5 minutes on this thing, but